USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Super Bowl 53 is underway at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
For the land of the free.
Gladys Knight sang the national anthem ahead of the game, and the NFL paid tribute to the civil rights movement. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. Los Angeles won the coin toss, but deferred, giving the Patriots the ball first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Ahead of the State of the Union address, President Trump has decided to speak out about several military issues. After the president said sending U.S. troops to Venezuela was an option on the table, Margaret Brennan on CBS's Face the Nation asked him if he would personally negotiate with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to convince him he should leave office.
Well, he has requested a meeting, and I've turned it down because we're very far along in the process. You have a young and energetic gentleman, but you have other people within that same group that have been if you talk about democracy, it's really democracy in action.
He also said he wanted to leave U.S. forces in Iraq so he could keep a close eye on Iran. He also claimed that Defense Secretary James Mattis resigned because he told him to do it. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson, chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee, appeared on Fox News Sunday and told Chris Wallace it would be damaging to the progress in that region to pull American troops out of Syria.
Just having American military people present, not even involved in the fighting, but as advisors, goes a great deal toward providing this peace and stability for that part of Syria. And I think it'd just be tragic if we bugged out, left the Kurds, who by and large have done the fighting and have defeated the ISIS caliphate, the territorial caliphate and ISIS, to the mercies, and let's say, I use that term loosely, of Russia and Iran and possibly Turkey. It would just be unconscionable.
Johnson was one of 43 Senate Republicans to back a measure by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday that rebuked the president's Syria policy in a bipartisan vote. The Super Bowl isn't the only NFL news this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details on some honors and awards.
Voted Saturday into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were former NFL stars Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law, among a few others. Meanwhile, current Eagles defensive end Chris Long has won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award. Current KC Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes' breathtaking breakthrough season earned him the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award and also the Associated Press 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was chosen Comeback Player of the Year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.